That would be Sunday.
Okay. Now, when do you stop saying good morning? When after you met somebody, you'd say, till when?
12 noon.
And then you say?
Good afternoon or good evening.
Okay. Do you ever say, have anything that you might say any time of the day?
Hello.
Okay.
How you
when you're leaving somebody's house at night?
Good night.
Okay. Or you say, on the farm, you got to start work before daylight. You say, we started work before?
Before sunset. Before sunrise. We started before daylight.
Okay. And we worked until?
Till after sunset.
Okay.
It'll be till dark.
We saw, you might say, we were a little late this morning. When we started out in the field, the sun had already...
The sun had already rose.
Rose. Now, today is, let's see, today is Thursday. Wednesday was...
Yesterday.
Okay. If somebody came on to visit you on Sunday, the last Sunday, you'd say he came a week earlier than last Sunday, you'd say he came here...
A week before that.
Okay, or Sunday?
A Sunday before that.
Okay. If he's going to leave next Sunday, or what if he's going to leave a week beyond Sunday, that would be when?
A Sunday after next.
Okay. Now, if you wanted to know the time of day you're on the street in town, you'd walk up to somebody and you say, hey,
do you have the time?
Okay. And if it was midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you'd say it was?
7:30.
Okay, or half?
Half past 7.
Okay. Now, if it was 15 minutes later than that, he would say it's?
Quarter to 8, 15 to 8.
Okay. Or if it was 10:15, he'd say it was?
15 after 10.
Okay. You've been doing something for a long time. They say you've been doing it for quite
some time, or quite a while.
If something happened on this day last year, you'd say it happened exactly
1 year ago.
It happened exactly
a year.
What, a year? It happened exactly
1 year.
Year ago.
1 year ago.
Okay. All right. Well, that's about it. I appreciate you talking with me.
Oh, okay.
I enjoyed doing the interview. Hope you didn't find it was too long or too involved or anything like that. But your wife, folks, you say were born and raised up here.
Yeah.
And you too, and you've been here all your life.
Look at your pencil.
You got them big old
shoes. Oh, yeah. Did you ever have any problems with French or folks in the area?
Usually, we might meet one, he'd get to talk in French, and if he said a couple of things slower, I spent West and Bullhead, I'll understand that, but as soon as he started talking fast, I said, well, you can stop right there, I don't understand it.
Yeah.
Now, usually they can kind of, we can kind of batch up something where we both can understand.
Yeah.
It never was a big problem.
Yeah.